Whatever the specific purpose of the test, listening tests of all types are typically designed to assess your ability in a range of skill areas. Now, let's take a closer look at these listening skills. In order to effectively communicate, it is essential to understand what is said. Native speakers acquire this skill set organically and naturally over time. However, foreign language learners need to develop specific listening tools and strategies. Among the most important skills are, first, listening for basic comprehension. Second, listening for practical understanding. And third, synthesizing and summarizing information. Let's take a look at these skills in more detail. The first one I mentioned is listening for basic comprehension. This is the listening skill that is most frequently tested. Listening comprehension is considered to be a primary skill because effective communication depends on your willingness and ability to respond to spoken language. Understanding the speaker's main idea, major points, and supporting details related to the main idea are all considered critical for basic comprehension. On standardized listening tests, these skills are generally tested by listening to a single person speak on a topic, such as a professor giving a lecture, or a person making an announcement about some topic or issue. In the next section of this audiobook, you will practice answering main idea and supporting detail questions. The second skill that you will need to have is listening for practical understanding. In everyday communication, and certainly in school and business, you are expected to have a functional understanding of what is said. If someone asks you, "What time are you leaving for the airport?" you should not answer yes or no. Nor should you say something like, "I'm going with Mika to the airport." Neither of these responses directly answers the question. Instead, if the person asks you, "What time are you leaving for the airport?" he or she expects you to say a specific time, like 5 p.m. Or you could answer, "I'm not sure." So understanding what is said or intended is important for practical understanding. In addition, recognizing a speaker's tone, attitude, and degree of certainty can help you determine the speaker's function or purpose. Figuring out the most appropriate or suitable type of response is the key to success with the question and response question. Generally speaking, if the question begins with the verbs do, have, or be, then the answer will be yes or no. Let's look at an example for each of these three verbs. Do you like going to art museums? Have you ever eaten sushi? Are you hungry? All three of these questions are best answered with a yes or no. Often, yes or no is at the beginning of a longer response, like, "Yes, I like going to art museums," or "No, I think art museums are boring." You may also see these verbs, do, have, and be, at the end of a question, to form what is called a tag question. We make tag questions when we think we already know what the response will be. Let's listen to the previous three questions again, but this time we will hear them as tag questions. You like going to art museums, don't you? You have eaten sushi, haven't you? You're hungry, aren't you? These tag questions also require a yes or no response, just like the original questions. Now let's look at a different kind of question, the WH question. In contrast to yes or no questions, WH questions require an information-based response.
Monopolize.
MONOPOLIZE.
Definition.
Have or get exclusive possession or control of.
Synonym.
Dominate. Control.
Antonym.
Share. Release.
Sentence.
He tried to monopolize her attention.